And now, young Widder Brown. After Ellen Brown expressed her indefinable fear to her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, regarding the complete change which has come over Louise Simpson with the death of Louise's hated husband, Alex, Louise, who has always been in love with Anthony, lost no time in getting him to agree to visit her at her palatial home in Simpsonville. Meanwhile, unaware of this, Ellen is changing into a different dress for her luncheon date with Anthony, saying to her good friend, Noreen Temple,
"You don't think this dress is too summery, do you, Noreen? I feel I want to wear something like this for my luncheon date with Anthony today."
"It looks lovely, Ellen. You seem to be in a celebrating mood."
"Perhaps I am. After wearing that dark dress for Alex Simpson's funeral this morning. Don't misunderstand me when I say that."
"I understand perfectly.
After all, Louise Simpson is off my hands. She is quite in control of herself. More so than I dreamed she could be."
"Neither, but it'd kill me for saying this about a client, but he told me that the way Louise went over her husband's will, she certainly didn't act as though she felt bad that Alex died."
It's rather terrible, isn't it? To have lived with someone like Alex and to be almost glad that he did die.
I bet Madeline's furious. Still engaged to Alex's penniless brother, Christopher, and Louise is rich as rich.
Well, I don't see that Madeline and Louise will be part of my life anymore, and I'm delighted about that. The really important thing now is... would you answer the telephone for me, Noreen?
Of course. Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Oh, it's Noreen, Anthony.
Oh, Noreen. May I talk to Ellen, please?
Just a second. You go, Ellen.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Anthony?
No, go for lunch, darling, or the ride in the country afterwards.
Oh, dear. Well, that's too bad. Emergency at the hospital?
No, I have to see Louise Simpson to discuss matters pertaining to the hospital.
Really? What kind of matters?
I have no idea. She telephoned me and seemed to think it was urgent.
Is she going to pester you, do you think?
Probably. Alex's will read she had control of all the monies that the hospital got in the will, so...
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. Why lunchtime, though?
I'm to go to her home for lunch.
Oh. Well, have a nice time.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'll see you, darling. Bye.
Bye. Well, what was that on? It seems I shan't be lunching with Anthony after all. Mrs. Simpson has summoned him to discuss matters pertaining to the hospital.
Well, hoity-toity. I can't believe it.
I can. It's all part and parcel of what I told you about Louise, that complete personality change of hers. It almost came over the moment she took in the shock of Alex's death.
Ellen, you know, you might still have a problem on your hands.
Well, I don't think I'll let it become a problem, Noreen. If you mean that Louise may feel free to try to take Anthony away from me.
If you tell me you won't do anything, I swear I'll smack you.
Tell me what I could do, Noreen. I can't prevent her trying. And if Anthony wants to fall in love with a wealthy widow, I can't prevent that either, now can I?
No.
So, there we are. Well, certainly not going to waste this dress on a sandwich in the kitchen. So I may as well change that.
Oh, for pity's sake, don't change. Let's go somewhere ourselves. Let's go driving out to the tavern for lunch anyway.
All right, Noreen. If I don't go, I'll worry about Louise, no matter what I say. Noreen, is she going to make Anthony dance to her tune because she has all that money now? Is she going to make an issue out of her influence at Health Center Hospital?
Now, a little later, Dr. Anthony Loring gets out of his car at Louise Simpson's home and greets Louise as she comes to the head of the terrace steps.
Hello, Louise.
Hello, Anthony. You probably hate me for wrecking your day like this.
Oh, not at all, but I think it's a little early for you to concern yourself about the hospital in view of the strain you've been under.
The strain is all gone, Anthony. All gone. I thought it would be rather fun to lunch on the terrace. I've had Connie put it out here for us. We can talk and relax.
Fine.
I didn't mix a drink. I didn't want Connie gossiping all over town that I was drinking on the day of Alex's funeral.
Well, your housekeeper doesn't talk much, Louise. How is Connie? Has she got over the shock of finding Alex's body?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, everybody's settling down very nicely.
How is Christopher?
He'll be going back to Chicago soon, I think. I had a little chat with Madeline about it, suggesting that they get married and settle down there. There's no reason for Christopher to stay here in Simpsonville.
And you?
Oh, I'll definitely stay here.
Will you bring your father here from Shadow Lawn Sanitarium? You can, you know.
No. No, Anthony, I'll live here alone.
Father is all right at Shadow Lawn Sanitarium. I have enough money to keep him there, heaven knows, and he'd be a dreadful burden to me here.
Well...
I intend to have a good time now, Anthony. But, of course, I shan't have a good time if I'm lonely, shall I?
I don't imagine you'll be lonely, Louise.
No. No, I won't be. You know, being a wealthy widow is rather pleasant. I shouldn't like to be Ellen Brown and have to run a tea shop and support children. But there's something rather good about all this. Do I shock you?
Yes, yes, you do.
Isn't it a shame that honesty seems to shock people? I even shocked Madeline Harper just now by telling her she could get out and work if she married Christopher, that he'd get no more money than he was getting from Alex. I was only being honest. She behaved as though I'd been perfectly dreadful.
Louise, when you asked me to come here to lunch, it was to discuss the hospital, remember?
Anthony, am I boring you?
No.
I think it's because I feel I need a friend to talk to, someone to confide in.
Well, my advice to you is to use Alex's brother as a confidant. After all, the money...
The money is mine. Christopher gets no more than he ever had.
He's crippled now, Louise. He may need more.
Let his wife provide it.
He's not married to Madeline Harper yet.
No. And I doubt if she will marry him. Because if Madeline doesn't see an increase in the allowance coming, she'll find a reason for not marrying Christopher.
Christopher is in a bad way emotionally. You could do a lot for him if you kept him here and tried to help him work out whatever is disturbing him.
He never helped me when I needed his help. He was always a coward and a weakling. And now I have no intention of being considerate or even remotely interested in it.
But Louise...
I'm going to develop this new personality of mine, Anthony. I'm going to use it to be important, to gain respect from people. Now I'm the wealthy Mrs. Alex Simpson, and people are going to do what I say. What are you thinking?
Well... Right now, I'm wondering if making people do what you say applies to me, because I'm superintendent of the hospital to which the Simpson estate lends financial support. Do I have to tell you what I'm thinking?
I don't know, Anthony. I think it would be good for you to be a little more sympathetic, more understanding.
The words aren't synonymous, Louise, sympathetic and understanding. I understand what you're doing, but I don't sympathize with
it. Well... We'll see how things go. Anyway, for a while, I intend to have fun. Everybody had a lot of contempt for me before. They thought Alex had made a foolish bargain when he married me. Well, maybe he did. But I didn't. And I'm going to enjoy all the money he left me.
Fine, Louise, fine. But I could bring this to your attention, that you'll have to find someone else to talk your plans through with, because I'm rather busy.
In other words, Anthony, you don't want to be bothered with me.
Louise.
I have a lot more power now, Anthony. I'm not going to crawl to you, beg for your attention. But I'm going to get it.
Naturally. As long as I'm superintendent of health center hospital and you administer the Simpson funds, we'll see each other.
Yes.
I could quit if I didn't like the situation.
I wonder.
Don't wonder anymore, Louise. Because women who use the purse strings as a kind of whip don't appeal to me. I'm really very old-fashioned. I like simple, uncomplicated people.
Like Ellen.
Like Ellen.
We'll see. We'll see a lot of things, Anthony, as time goes by. Why, Ellen, weren't you at Alex's funeral today? I missed you.
I was busy at the hospital. I didn't think my presence was necessary.
I felt very much alone.
Widows usually do.
But I looked for you. That was what made me lonely. Oh, Anthony. Anthony, I feel wonderful. There's a whole world ahead of me. Is it wicked to feel that way?
I'm no judge of that, Louise.
Oh, and it's going to be a good world. Poor Anthony. After you get over being shocked at the change in me, I think you'll like it. Really, I do. No more tears, I promise. No more tears.
How will the news of Louise's threat to ensnare Anthony be received by young widow Brown?